Christmas in a hospital bears little resemblance to the holidays celebrated elsewhere. While tinsel might adorn nursing stations and carols play softly in waiting areas, the reality remains starkly different from the pine-scented timeout most people experience. The seasonal apocalypse of cheer that transforms daily life bypasses the NHS front line entirely. Winter brings unique medical challenges. Respiratory teams battle festive flus spreading through family gatherings. Gastroenterologists handle waves of norovirus, and emergency departments overflow with injuries from champagne corks, roasting tin burns, and children concussed by hastily assembled gifts. Hospital decorations take on a distinctly medical flavor. Tinsel shaped like ECG traces, Christmas trees adorned with inflated rubber gloves, and speculums transformed into grotesque reindeer with googly eyes. One year, a wreath crafted from expired condoms mysteriously disappears before the shift ends. These small attempts at festivity highlight the determination to maintain some holiday spirit amid the clinical environment. The contrast between hospital life and the outside world becomes particularly stark during the holidays. Watching school children performing Christmas carols in the hospital foyer, their enthusiasm waning with each verse, while your pager interrupts any momentary sentimentality. As you leave, overhearing a man tell his partner, "Good advert for contraception," followed by yesterday's patient gesturing at you saying, "You should try having this bloke rip you a new one." The holidays spawn unique medical emergencies fueled by festive enthusiasm and poor judgment. Cases range from a dehydrated student in a tinfoil turkey costume to a patient requiring delicate unwrapping after sexual mummification with gaffer tape went wrong. The creativity of holiday mishaps proves remarkable. One woman's festive experimentation with a candy cane led to unusual thrush symptoms, while another's ill-advised use of peanut butter as lubricant, despite a known allergy, resulted in severe swelling requiring catheterization. The urology department sees its share of holiday misadventures. A young man's online enlargement cream, actually potent steroids, left his skin dangerously thin, while a hip-hop artist's body modification went awry when his regular practitioner was unavailable during the holidays. These seasonal mishaps likely stem from a combination of celebration pressure, increased alcohol consumption, and holiday free time, creating the perfect storm for questionable decisions. Labor wards maintain their frenetic pace through holidays. Festively named babies arrive alongside emergencies, like a 30-week pregnant patient hemorrhaging from a rare arteriovenous malformation. During one forceps delivery with Christmas music playing, a patient shouts at Johnny Mathis on the radio, "No, Johnny, that is not what happens when a child is born." Consultant Mr. O'Hare performs the traditional turkey carving ceremony in full formal wear, treating it like surgery with a scrub nurse passing utensils. Later, when called for a breech delivery, we discover he never left the hospital. His admission that cases still scare him after 30 years reveals a rare vulnerability. The surreal nature of holiday medicine means delivering devastating news while wearing musical Christmas ties. Despite returning home late covered in bodily fluids, delivering six healthy babies to six healthy mothers brings deep satisfaction. The job takes much, holidays, social life, family time, but gives back meaningfully. While bringing new life carries inherent joy, the weight of responsibility bears heavily on medical staff working far from their families during the festive season. Beyond medical emergencies lie deeply human moments in healthcare. An 82-year-old patient with a strangulated hernia insists on wearing a three-piece suit to the hospital, making the ambulance wait while he changes and brushes his teeth in case I needed mouth-to-mouth. Some standards, he believes, must be maintained, even in emergencies. During pre-Christmas discharges, one patient's disappointment at leaving reveals a deeper story. Understanding her reluctance to go home, the doctor invents medical concerns to keep her in hospital, providing needed company over the holiday. The emotional weight of healthcare becomes clear when a 91-year-old asks directly if she's dying. Caught off guard, the doctor deflects with, "No, don't be silly." She offers a faint smile, but he spends his shift regretting his dishonesty. When he returns to have an honest conversation, he finds an empty bed. The challenge of delivering devastating news surfaces when a couple loses their pregnancy after their fourth IVF attempt, their house deposit savings spent on this final try. The moment turns especially cruel as New Year's Eve celebrations erupt around them, joy and grief colliding in stark contrast. The scent of industrial bleach heralds a health minister's visit. These officials conduct ceremonial tours, flanked by photographers and press officers, mouthing platitudes about frontline staff while maintaining camera-ready expressions. Staff rush to present an artificially pristine ward. Concerned about patient privacy during the media circus, one doctor quietly protests by arranging patient initials on the whiteboard to spell F-U-C-K-U Tony Blair, expressing healthcare workers' frustration with political photo ops. The Christmas rota reveals scheduling inequities. Despite working previous holidays, doctors again find themselves assigned to Christmas shifts. Shift-swapping attempts expose an unofficial system of favors, with half-jokes about inventing dying relatives to escape holiday duty. Hospital bureaucracy persists through the festive period. A 13-hour shift during daylight savings is dismissed as 12 hours, irrespective of hours worked. The new year brings IT staff in garish sashes implementing new software, their triple-time holiday pay contrasting sharply with doctors' standard rates. Healthcare staff rely on dark humor and camaraderie to cope with relentless stress. A registrar's cheerful comment about a patient's card-filled cubicle moments before learning of the patient's wife's death exemplifies the delicate balance between positivity and grief. The doctor's mess becomes a sanctuary where gallows humor prevails. Medical staff share shocking stories that provide crucial emotional release. A failed tinfoil turkey anecdote, rescued by a colleague's timely joke, leads to tales of patient misadventures, serving as informal group therapy. The hospital's Christmas ball transforms an unremarkable hotel basement into a space for genuine connection. Consultants dance, nurses share stories, and junior doctors reveal hidden talents, offering glimpses beyond professional facades. These moments of shared humor, collective frustration, and brief personal encounters provide essential support where conventional coping methods fall short. Christmas dinner for many healthcare workers means hurried toast and chocolates in hospital break rooms, where house officers half-heartedly pull crackers under fluorescent lights. Personal relationships strain as partners' understanding of holiday shifts turns to frustration over missed moments. The toll becomes evident in small ways, like falling asleep during a Christmas carol until your partner guides you home. This season, consider the 500,000 healthcare staff working through celebrations. A simple card to your GP office or hospital ward can brighten their day immensely. Behind every hospital door, someone misses their family celebration to care for others, skipping children's present openings and family meals. Through exhaustion, they witness life's extremes, preserving lives even on Christmas Day.